It's commonly believed that children are socialized into their respective gender roles. Pink is for girls, blue is for boys, right? Though socialization is indeed an important part of the gender story, research suggests that levels of testosterone during pregnancy influence the gendered behavior of preschool girls. Scientists recorded the testosterone levels of pregnant women during various phases of their pregnancies. Then, when the children born of these pregnancies reached the age of 3.5, researchers examined the children's interest in a variety of sex-typed behaviors, such as play with certain toys and games. They found a link between the testosterone level in mothers and the girls' gender behavior. The girls whose mothers reached high testosterone levels during pregnancy exhibited more masculine typical behavior, suggesting that tomboys aren't made but born. On the other hand, no relationship could be found between testosterone levels and the gender behavior of the boys tested. Researchers suggest that this may be due in part to testosterone levels normally being high during pregnancies with males. But they also suggest that it has something to do with the fact that boys are more discouraged than girls from exhibiting cross-gendered behavior. For instance, girls are typically allowed to dance in a pink tutu and play soccer, whereas boys are quite often discouraged from the former and pushed toward the latter. What these findings suggest, then, is that the gender story is a complicated one. Gender role behavior is neither simply natural, nor is it simply taught. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Tex Tillery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from John Bates in psychology. I'm Don Glass.